Good morning, Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Good to have you along on this Wednesday. We heard in some of our news broadcasts today concerning the Mercer County High School auditorium. A general contractor has been identified for that project, a massive overhaul taking place where the school district is paying for a lot of it. However, there are some other needs that are going to be raised privately outside of the purview of what the school district is doing. And how they are doing that is a group is coming together and they're going to organize a sing-off. That's right, a Mercer County High School sing-off. So we have Sue Hiscox and Mary Flint here today to talk about the sing-off. But first up, let's back up and talk about a little bit about kind of how you're brought in and raising some additional funds that are needed for some of the stuff that's outside of basically what the school district is doing right now. So good morning.
Okay. Hi, Jim, and everybody out there. As we know, our district is an awesome school district, and we have a lot of great things going on. And a few years ago, many of you participated in raising money for the all-weather track, the new lights, bleachers, and, you know, what a great facility we now have at Mercer County High School. And we had a little project that was called Dancing with the Stars. And I know many of you listening attended because we did it for 3 years. We raised hundreds of thousands of dollars. And we helped the school district make a beautiful facility. Well, I and many of the other committee members heard from people that, oh, yeah, it's always about sports. Everybody, you raise money, you got to raise it for sports. And, you know, then if you think about how a school district is, there's the music boosters, you know, that help for music, and the FFA helps. So anyway, I always said, well, you know, I love academics. And I love the arts. I would be glad to help with something.
And you
I know.
Academics, no that, way.
That was usually the question that people said is, why do you always do something for athletics? And I always said, hey, I love academics. And I also love the arts. I mean, I was in band, play, you know, yeah. All that. So, Sue here worked at the Mercer County Health Department, and she has kind of a cohort in crime, Kyle Lloyd.
Absolutely.
Sue's now retired, but they're the ones that came up with the idea for Dancing with the Stars, although it was kind of a nationwide thing. Mm-hmm. Well, lo and behold, they were able to find another nationwide kind of thing happening now, and it's called having a sing-off. So our minds instantly went to, how about if we help this Mercer County High School auditorium project? And as you heard from Mr. Petrie and you've heard from Mr. Ruggles and many others, our auditorium is going to be now, I think, one of the best in the area. Beautiful new padded seats that are larger. We're going to have new paint, acoustical tiles. And we'll have, you know, great sound, lighting, et cetera. But as you stated, Jim, there's always more things that come up. Gee, I wish we had money to even further enhance the sound or the lights. So this project is going to be run like Dancing with the Stars. For those of you who attended, we will have 12 groups. They will be competing for two reasons. One will be something called the judge's choice. We will have judges like we did at Dancing with the Stars who make lighthearted comments and some, you know, serious comments too. And then the main way that a group will win is that we will have a jar for each of the 12 teams, and people will vote with money. And if you like a group, you throw in money. And we hope, I think this time it'll be a one-time thing, and it is to enhance the auditorium and stage renovation.
All right, and that's where I think, when I talked to Mr. Petrie, I know it's money from the district standpoint is, I think, through health, life, safety, so it's like seating, as you mentioned.
Right.
I think stage lighting, things of that nature, but there's additional needs on top of that. And they had talked about that at, you know, some of the school board meetings about private you know, a private outside group meeting some of those needs.
Right. We got a committee together, some of the same ones from Dancing with the Stars and some new ones. We're very excited. I just wanted to say some of the, if you think back, I think the high school was opened in the 50s as Aledo High School, and there were some outstanding singing groups back then. Way back in the 70s, I know I have friends that were in The Bridge Between with Morris Stevens, who's a legendary choir director from here. And anybody who has ever been in a play at the high school, who's ever sung for choir, who's been in a jazz band, you and your families have been impacted by that auditorium. And we hope that this gives you a chance to kind of put your money where your mouth is. Yeah, I love the arts, where you can really support the arts now.
And I know, too, I mean, like, that facility is used for more than, I mean, its main purpose is, there's no question, it's an auditorium, so it's for the arts. But there's other purposes. I know banquets and school meetings and things of that nature are utilized in that. I know the basketball banquet that over the weekend was held at the auditorium, the awards ceremony.
It's coming up Wednesday this week,
yeah,
right.
That's held there.
Yeah.
So.
And obviously a lot of school assemblies.
Yeah.
I mean, anytime they have a speaker or anything, it's in the auditorium. So, you know, it's a great, much needed.
All right. So let's tell us logistically how this works. And June 1 is the deadline. You want groups to be identified by then. So we're talking to you on, what is today, the 9th of May. We're playing this back.
At 9.
Yeah, we're playing this back on the 9th, right? Yeah, Wednesday the 9th. Yeah, so you have a little less than a month, right? So June 1. Looking for 12 groups, and just kind of go over the specific, like, rules that need to be announced initially here.
Thank you, Jim. Yes, we are looking for 12 groups, teams we call them, to participate in our sing-off. And I might add, you do not have to be exceptionally talented, okay? We're looking for all musical styles or genres. Maybe you got some really cool moves. Maybe you got a really cool song choice. We're looking at teams to be very, very, very creative, okay? I mean, you can do something as simple as take a water jug and blow on the top of it, and you've got a sound. Well, that's the kind of thing we're looking for. There will be a piano on stage, so we have access to a piano. They will be able to use a piano if they choose. And you can use acoustical guitars, but we don't want any bands, per se, you know, that you plug in instruments. Mm-hmm. We want all instruments that are not plugged in. You got to be family-oriented, and teams can consist of 4 people to 20. And let me just add something to that, because the more people you have on your team, the more money you are going to make for your team.
I get
so
that.
So it's going to be fun, and that's what it's all about, is to have fun and raise money for an awesome cause.
4 minutes is the max, right?
4 minutes is the max of your performance time that we'd like you to for your team to perform, because we want to be able to get everybody in a timely manner, you know, and off stage, and then have your judges' comments and so forth. So, yeah, it's going to be a fun thing again.
Yeah, and I guess I should back up. I don't even know if we've mentioned this yet. The actual event is October the 6th. Have we mentioned that yet?
No, we have not.
Saturday, October the 6th.
Yep, it's Saturday, October 6th, so mark your calendars for that. We're still going to be setting our ticket price, so we will come back on WRMJ and announce that at a later date. And there's 2 performances. There's a 4 o'clock show and there's a 7 o'clock show, because when we did Dancing with the Stars, we just felt we needed to have 2 shows to accompany everybody that wanted to attend. So we're doing the same format as that.
Now, will there be like a dry run before that day or not?
We'll try to do 1 rehearsal probably the week of, try to get everybody there.
And then, like, when you sign up, is that the order of the? Yeah, the order of, like, going on stage. So if you sign up first, like, you're the first person to sign up, you're the first person.
We might try to mix it up based on the type of teams that we have. I would encourage families to sign up as a team. If you have a large family, your grandkids, it's for all ages. There is no age limit on this. you got grandkids, great-grandkids, you know, in-laws, outlaws, everybody, classes. If there's a class of 2,000 that has, you know, 4 to 20 members that want to get together and put a song together, perfect. But there is an application that we would like people to fill out.
Yeah, and that's included in this packet.
That's included in this packet. You know, they can go to the Mercer County High School District's website.
And that's where the application
And that's where the application and the rules are posted.
Okay. And that's mercerschools.org.
Correct.
Mercerschools.org. But I want to make sure you're... It doesn't have to be original music, right? It can be, you can use whatever music you want.
You can use whatever music you want. If you want to make up a rap, if you want to make up a song, be creative. Mm-hmm. I can't stress that enough.
But so, you don't have to make it up.
Yeah, so.
No, you do not have to make it up.
So then the money-raising aspect is more people just contributing that day
that
in
night,
the jar or whatever.
That
the
night.
Jug to say, I'm supporting this person. That it's right. Not really you're going to have judges per se, and I know the judges will give a judge's award, but it's more about...
Right. It's more about the fundraising. That's what it's all about.
And it's
about.
More about fun.
And more about fun and fundraising.
That's a good way to put it.
All right, and I want to just make sure that... Let's see. So June 1st is the deadline. We talked about that, right?
For the teams to sign up.
Exactly. And the event is October the 6th at the auditorium, and... Hopefully most of the work should be done, most of the work mm-hmm. that the school district is doing
right.
should be done by then.
That's why we chose that date. We're hoping it'll all be done. It'd be kind of like a big hoorah, big moment to unveil the auditorium mm-hmm. and the renovation that they've done.
Yeah. And again, just to reiterate, teams will perform songs appropriate for public performance, no obscene, provocative, or otherwise questionable content. That seems pretty self-explanatory. And again, looking for max 12 teams. What if you get 27 teams? Or
if we get an abundance,
if
we have an abundance of teams, the committee will get together and look at all the applications and try to just get a mixture, a good mix of things. And
well, hopefully that's the problem you'll have then.
Well, that would be a good problem.
Yeah.
But we do need people to get signed up.
All right. So any other, like, if there's questions somebody has or is there a phone number or a contact or what should people do?
Well, on the application, you know, it says you can submit it to Sue Hiscox, and her address is here. Also, obviously, you could contact me, Mary Flint. The other members of the committee, Sue, help me out here. It's Steph Carey, Catherine Ricky. She's now married. It was Angie DeBlock, Kyle Lloyd, Sue Hiscox, Mary Flint. So any of us have the applications, or you can go to the school's website, mercerschools.org, and just get it to us. The reason I did have a question, somebody asked me why June 1st. Well, you know, you had to set a time, some time, mm-hmm. To get your groups together. And for our publicity, you know, we'll probably make posters with the teams on it, and we'll get advertising out. And we also want to give them several months to practice and get their acts and, you know, if they're going to wear certain kinds of shirts or something, you know, get them made or whatever. So we felt like that would be an adequate amount of time. I believe we state that we will let them know by June 15th if they're one of the 12, but you probably will be. We really, really, you know, need teams. But if the application, once again, could be in by June 1st, we'll announce the groups by June 15th, and then you have all the way till October 6th to practice and get really good. And we really hope to make a lot of money for the Mercer County High School auditorium.
Yep, all right.
And literally get their act together.
Yeah. Good one, Sue.
All right, so it is the Mercer County Sing-Off, and it takes place Saturday, October the 6th. There'll be two shows at 4 and 7 p.m. at the Mercer County High School Auditorium, and they're looking for a maximum 12 acts. The application deadline is June the 1st, and that application is available online at mercerschools.org. That's mercerschools.org. All right, anything else?
We would love to have WRMJ sign up a team.
Okay, well, I'll talk to John and Terry
about that. Work on that, Jim.
All right, thank you, Mary, and thank you, Sue. Appreciate it.
Okay, thanks a lot for having us out.
All right, that'll do it on Focus on WRMJ.